I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Tonight's program will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be focusing, of course, around this whole concept of coronavirus and some of the positive things that you can be doing that you may not be hearing from other places, as well as typically we do get into reality creation, and it also spills over into the health area. And before we get into all that, I would like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. That's J-A-P-A. And that's basically mantra repetition. And that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
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 Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Thank you.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And, of course, if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, obviously the situation with this coronavirus seems to be on everybody's mind, and therefore I'd like to present the ET Yoga perspective on the subject, as well as providing our listening audience with lots of positive information that can be useful to you, not only on your spiritual path, but also in these challenging times. And one of the things that caught my eye over this week was a comment made by Kerry Cassidy from Project Camelot. And I'd like to share that with you because it definitely, I think, sets the tone for tonight's program. And she says, "Hey, humans, everyone needs to recognize that all sickness originates in the non-physical realm first. You decide whether to bring it in and allow it to be activated. We are spirits and souls first and material beings second. Please recognize the power is in you. Get your mind right and your body will follow. Communicate with your higher self and figure out why you decided to get sick, and you will figure out how to get well. Healing is all in you." Kerry Cassidy, Project Camelot. I thought that was kind of a really nice quote of hers. And by the way, definitely she's one of the people on the planet that I think is sincere in her presentations, and I highly recommend you check out Project Camelot. And that's Kerry Cassidy. And I might add that, as I pointed out in the last ET Yoga program, just as a kind of an overview of this situation or outer circumstance that we call this coronavirus or COVID-19, just an opinion because I don't have any thing other to offer on this program than opinions. And in my opinion, nothing is an accident, that this was definitely a very well-orchestrated and planned-out event coming from our globalist friends. And there's definitely agendas here. Many of them will come to light as things progress. And no doubt some of them will involve a transition in time to a digital currency, as well as a lot of focus on vaccine and the nature of vaccine and the nature of their agenda would likely include chips and identifications and all things associated with this virus. However, I would also like to point out that it reminds me of a time when I was on the Unicus radio show with Bob Stanley, and there was a bunch of horrific legislation that had gone through that day that I was appearing on his program. And the lead-in that I got appearing on the show was that this was the worst day in American history, and that some of these draconian laws that were being passed were, outrageous. And he had a previous guest on, and they were basically ranting and raving about the situation. And the intro that he gave to me was that we're now, pausing for a commercial break, but we're going to return with Charles Green from ET Yoga, and I can't wait to hear his take on this disaster. And, I was kind of like, wow, really? I don't know if he'd done any research about what ET Yoga is about or what I'm about, but I came on and basically said that today is the best day ever and this year is the best year ever. And just blew his mind. And that's been a saying that a friend of mine from Boston and I have had for a number of years now. And it actually blew his mind to the point where he kind of went to callers and apparently he must have a few that he keeps handy, and they came in, and some mystics and shamans and different people, and we had a great time and a great show, mostly without his input. This whole situation reminded me of that, because definitely in taking a page from Bashar, let's never forget that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. And the very first thing I talked about on my last program, you can go to the archives. And by the way, if you've never taken advantage of the archives, you really should, because sometimes information comes so fast and furious on this program that it's nice to be able to take your time and go over it and hit the pause button and do your research on different things that are presented. And you can do this quite easily. You can go to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page there's a button there. It's called Radio Archives. It's very visible, and you just hit that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs. And, for example, tonight's show will likely appear sometime late Monday. And I think it's a really nice service. There's no strings attached. Nobody's going to follow up your email. You don't have to qualify. It's just there, and it's a free service. And as well at that site, by the way, is The Root Cause of Disease, which has been posted on my website there since about 2007. And it actually goes into some of the concepts that have recently been proven by Dr. Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and Dr. Joe Dispenza. And these are three guys that I've certainly followed in the last few months with respect to their perspectives, and definitely think these are good sources of information. And I was particularly impressed with Dr. Bruce Lipton's YouTube. It's about 2 hours long, but it's called The Biology of Belief. And I highly, highly recommend that, and it's worth the time to listen to that. And also, in part of the ET Yoga, of course, a little bit of a yoga here tonight will be words from Sri Swami Satchidananda, because as a follower of his teachings, at the very core of it was to always keep your peace. And he used to state that if you lose your peace, then you're of no help to yourself nor to others. And it's definitely a foundation of his teachings. And, of course, being in that center where you're not really in an identity or a somebody, but similar to being in a meditative state or a state of awareness that's in observation mode, we are a consciousness. And as Bashar would say, there's only two objective facts in this universe, and one is that we are awareness, and second is that the universe was created with unconditional love. And another one of Bashar's teachings is that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings, and neither does the current situation we're in. And it behooves everybody to put a positive spin on the outer circumstance and to not see it in a negative definition with a negative emotional spin. And, you know, clearly it's not so easy for a lot of people, I guess. And, of course, everybody's health condition and everybody's economic condition is different. And so certainly that everybody has different challenges with respect to what's going on. But if you're an ET Yoga listener, you'll know that positive spin is definitely one of the key components here of relating to functioning in this outer world that we experience. And never forget that it's your thoughts, it's your beliefs, it's your definitions and your emotions that create the outer reality that you experience. And just because somebody has a negative agenda doesn't mean that they're going to succeed. And I might also note that the current situation on the planet, as I see it, there has been a lot of positive extraterrestrial intervention already, and most of it's gone relatively unnoticed, but nevertheless, a lot has occurred. And as Alex Collier recently stated, and he's a contactee of the Andromedans, the reason for the intervention is that what's happening on this planet at the moment will affect the whole galaxy in the future. And that's why there has been, let's say, a new policy with respect to Earth. And instead of it being sort of a, you know, non-interference policy, there's definitely being intervention here happening, and happens a lot, but mostly unseen. And as Alex would state, there's going to be more and more interventions happening. And I guess we can only hope that people like Adranus, which is channeled by Brad Johnson, and people like David Wilcock, which I've seen a couple of videos of theirs recently, we can only hope that maybe behind the scenes there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be apprehended during this whole scenario and these lockdown scenarios. I don't have any personal knowledge about that, but I have seen their videos, and I'm hopeful that they're correct in their assumptions or assertions. I'd also like to state that in listening to Dr. Bruce Lipton, I think it bears in to keep in mind that this whole concept of fear, because clearly fear is being hyped by the mainstream media. And I don't even have television, and I get enough of it just from browsing through sometimes on my laptop. But I like what Bruce had to say about fear is that, you know, the body has a response to fear, and it's either in growth or in protection. And if stimulus promotes the growth, the body moves in that direction. So, in other words, they're working on keeping the body healthy. And if the stimulus is threatening, then you close yourself down. In other words, you know, fear basically shuts down the immune system. And one of the things that I think is key in terms of practical situations and practical things that people can do has to do with boosting their immune system. And if it's either in growth or in protection. So definitely my analysis is that the virus is being hyped as part of an agenda. And I might also note that I was really shocked that in Sweden, they have the restaurants and the bars and the schools are wide open and they haven't closed their borders. And I think it shows a lot of guts to do that in light of what's happening in around the world. And it's not that they're not having some effects there. And of course, all the effects that I see personally, I just don't buy statistics and reports coming from anywhere. I mean, I'm just one of those people. I'm very skeptical that way about this whole process. But one thing is for sure, that fear releases stress hormones and it shuts down the system. And it's interesting that if you look at what went on in most of the countries where they shut down the system, it's kind of like shutting down the immune system. So I do see that correlation, and I appreciate that. Although there is clearly an issue here that is very serious, on the other hand, I think it's also been blown, way out of proportion, especially if you look at the number of deaths from other causes like cancer and even the regular flu, and look at the thousands of people that die every year, and since January, even across the planet. But yet, all in this particular area, we're getting a total shutdown of everything, and this is also obviously leading to economic issues that will lead to an agenda that will no doubt take us into some sort of global reset that will initiate digital currency. I might also say that, as Bruce Lipton would say, that we have a biological imperative, so we kind of have built-in survival, and our subconscious finds the threats, and although well-intentioned, let's say, the whole idea of having being in fear is just—it's not a positive thing. As one of the ultimate truths of reality states, that the only reason you can fear something is if you feel that something somebody or something outside of you has more power than you do. So definitely, this is a wake-up call in that area. And then, and of course, in this case, because there's such a focus on the death count, that it brings to mind into people, it brings up this whole idea of fear of death. And of course, as a stage along the spiritual path, clearly there's a point at which you don't have a fear of death. In fact, in one sense, you realize that if you're alive now, you've always been alive in some form or another, and you will continue to be in the future. From another perspective, all time is now, and all lifetimes are simultaneous. So in essence, we already have eternal life. And when you reach that point of your consciousness, then it's not such a an imposing situation. And I also think that there's a Bruce Lipton even talked about even having a column where we go thanking the virus. I think the virus, that's a strange way to put things, isn't it? I love it, because basically what it's making people do, it's making people slow down, in fact, almost to a stop. And it is giving us the chance to evaluate, what we're doing and what's truly important and what our priorities are. And also trying to discover what's really going on. And that there are other ways of living. And also it's about claiming our own empowerment over our lives, as opposed to, giving up and giving in to Big Brother and Big Pharma. So I think that, you know, there are a lot of positives already that can be seen from this outer circumstance. And it's like a time out. So you can go within and learn what it is you need to learn and how you want to conduct your life. And the bottom line is that it still comes down to belief and how important belief is and how basically, as David Icke would say, if you control people's perceptions, that you control their behavior. And clearly there's... you know, there's this, it's a real fear and fear hype that's in the mainstream media, and which definitely affects people's beliefs. And I think one of the things that we can do in a positive sense is, you know, shut off the TV. I mean, I don't even have one. And I think it's an appropriate time to remind people that way back in the 1970s, in the Barbara Marciniak classic book, Bringers of the Dawn, I'm going to read you a quote from them because it may be almost 50 years later, but the quote's still valid. And that's, we recommend strongly you get rid of your television sets because they're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. And this experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there is an entire generation that is killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. Sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be. Well, subliminally, you're being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. The subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, be on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planetary beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel that they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you're going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, do not watch television, and if you're able to be media-free for periods of time and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress, and hustle, bustle, and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to get clear. You begin to listen to what's going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. Electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you will always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into safe, harmless, inactive cattle. What about the computer? Well, the second most predominant piece of hardware in the United States is the computer. How many of you go to work on computers and end up getting headaches, particularly when you work for large corporations and are hooked up to their mainframe? Large companies are into aspects of mind control. They use your minds to generate energy to achieve something for themselves. Personal computers are not as potent and powerful. And from the Syrians, that's from No More Secrets, No More Lies, written by Patricia Corey. In the book, it states that subliminal sound messages are overlaid into the audio of television commercials, imperceptible to the conscious, but perceived at the subconscious level. They are also transmitted via the Internet. You are just beginning to recognize the dark potential of such technology. We call upon you to use great discretion when approaching the Internet vehicle. It is of great importance that you take the time to prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and to protect your energy fields whenever you enter this technology web. You can significantly alter the vibrational fields coming from your computers and entering others by willing that your thought intention is to raise the intention of all consciousness and conscious travelers moving along those wires. And you can state to yourself, as I enter here, I ask to be surrounded by white light, calling upon my spirit warriors to shield me from all vibrations that are not of the highest order, and asking that those unwelcome energies be bounced back to their source as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. I send my grounding cord into the below, dropping like an anchor deep within the body of the mother as I hook solidly to the earth. And as I embark upon this journey, I ask the light ones to guide the way, infusing the grid with the light strings of the universe. And also from the Pleiadians, from the book Self-Empowerment by Barbara Marciniak, quote, the media captures your attention and then programs your imagination, essentially canceling out your unique creative drive to manifest your own reality as well as your desire to know yourself. You have been conditioned to believe that all you need to know can now be found in the wonderful world of electronic boxes and the information and entertainment they hold. And when the news is slanted toward a message of continuous war, a state of despair and a sense of hopelessness is created. A paralysis of power takes hold because you become convinced that the only reality is what is described and prescribed by the authorities in the box. Reality is created and produced by each and every one of you, and those seeking to control the world have kept this knowledge a well-guarded secret. And I think that is really hits the nail right on the head, all around this technology and the amount of power that we give away to that. Now, personally, I don't wish, nor would I pay $100 a month to be brainwashed. And so and this concept about using the imagination, I think, is highly, highly important. Imagination is a very powerful tool that can be used individually and collectively. It is the conduit between the higher mind and the physical mind, and the pipeline through which your higher mind communicates to you, giving you ways to increase your excitement, passion, and living. And if you're willing to use your imagination without filtering it through a lens of fear, then you will find that the outcome will always be a positive one, that you will amplify any area of your life. Higher mind has a vast view and can see all the possible options that are before you in life. And because of this, it can guide you toward the option that is most you, that is, the one that creates the least resistance. Your physical mind can apply these higher mind ideas and bring you into wholeness when the two minds are working in tandem. The physical mind is not designed to know how things should happen. That's the job of the higher mind. And if the physical mind tries to take on the job of figuring out the how, it'll be burdened, weighed down, and tired because it's not designed for that. When you follow your passion, the how is taken care of because the higher mind can see the best way for you to get where you want to be. The transition of that how through the imagination is the physical sensation of excitement, joy, passion, and love. And that information comes from Bashar. That's B-A-S-H-A-R. And he's channeled by Daryl Anka. I might also add that the Pleiadians also do talk about the perspective of that your body is a magnificent, self-healing, self-repairing system and an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. And I might add that Greg Braden has a video out called Heart Brain Resonance. And that's on YouTube, and it's not very long, takes about 10 minutes, and he teaches a technique whereby you can boost your immune system to high gear, and I think that's very important. in these days. And basically, in a synthesizing the technique, you basically you know, get to a very calm state, taking several deep breaths, maybe after a meditation, and basically you touch your heart in a meaningful way, and then you emit a positive emotion that is either unconditional love, compassion, or gratitude, and you do that for a couple of minutes. And basically, his research in conjunction with the Heart-Brain Institute shows that you initiate 1,300 biochemical processes in the body, and it kickstarts your immune system into high gear, and this lasts for about 6 hours. So this is the one way, especially for people who think they have, you know, compromised immune systems, to take advantage of this technique. And the Pleiadians would further state that clearly a belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. And as is true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. And a key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So there's no need to embrace any fearful beliefs of diseases. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment, and forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the universe, and that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. And you need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health. And as many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medication is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And as I started the program with the quote from Kerry Cassidy, I think it's important to note that disease, including any kind of virus, enters the auric field first, and that's the causal body, is your higher bodies, and your physical body is the effect body. And I've been pointing this out for a long time on ET Yoga as one of my basic premises in terms of information that I've discovered over the course of years, is that everything enters the auric field first. It appears in your aura before it appears in your physical body. And thus, why I'm really involved with Egyptian healing rods. And I highly recommend those as another tool here, because clearly the rods, you know, make your auric field light up like a Christmas tree, and you can see proof of that from Acrylian Photography. You can go to sriankirara.com on the internet, and they actually have some pictures of a sick woman that holds the rods for 10 minutes and shows before and after photos, Acrylian Photography. Very impressive. Once you see that, I mean, it becomes you know, one of those things that you kind of like to do. And the Acrylian Photography is very similar to the photography that's from the healing chamber of the Bosnian Pyramid, where people have been cured from many things. They don't make a big deal about advertising it, but it's happening. And they take pictures of people's auric fields before and after they come out of the chamber there. And it's very similar to holding Egyptian healing rods. And the rods basically were discovered by the Russians, who studied the information from the ancient Egypt, and the pharaohs used to use these rods. So it gives you a clue, like the high end people were using them. It has effects on longevity as well as disease issues. And it was only used by the inner circle in ancient Egypt. So this is some ancient technology that's out there. I'm also involved with sun gazing, because I think that's also a very beneficial thing and costs absolutely no money. I recommend you look up Hira Ratan Manic. That's H-I-R-A, Ratan, R-A-T-A-N, Manic, M-A-N-E-K. I think he's the best guy out there in terms of this subject, so you can learn how to do that safely so it doesn't, cause no damage. In fact, it has huge other positive benefits. At this point, I'm over the 20-minute mark. I'm really enjoying the process and would highly recommend that, as well as Master Ming Tong Gu. That's G-U. He's a Qigong, that's X-I-G-O-N-G. He's a Qigong master who originally came from Beijing, China, and he and Dr. Pang, that's P-A-N-G, the Chinese closed down the Qigong center there. They came to America to teach Qigong here. And the Qigong movements, as well as the healing frequencies, have been used in a Qigong center there, which they call the world's first medicineless hospital. And they dealt with like 250,000 people over a 10-year period with an 85% success rate. And they used absolutely no big pharma, no operations were necessary. And you can look on the internet under world's first medicineless hospital to find out about that, as well as Greg Braden has a video out. It's called The Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where a woman from the West goes to, she has an inoperable tumor, and she goes to the center there. And by the way, they were charging like $100 a month to stay there. It was all about, you know, it's about people and it's about healing. It wasn't about profit. And she goes there, and three experienced practitioners actually made her tumor dissolve in 3 minutes. And that's on video, and actually the actual process of the tumor disappearing and dissolving is also on video. So it's worth a look-see. If you've never seen that, it's a real eye-opener as to what can be done. And certainly, you know, Western medicine is not really interested in it because there's no profit. It's not about profit. You know, this is about real healing. And the motives that we used to have a long time ago, unfortunately, that have been destroyed in terms of the attitude from, in my opinion, from mainstream medical. And I'd also like to point out another very positive thing. In fact, okay, one of the first things I do in the morning when I are awake is to do my Egyptian healing rods, and while I'm doing the rods, I also take a page from Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A on A-N-R-A, and Solara on Ra. If you go on YouTube, she's got some of the most beautiful meditations that I've ever heard, one most recently relates to the Corona Equinox, and it relates to this specifically to this virus. And the idea here is to visualize a golden thread. First, you visualize all your chakras spinning and sending out light into your auric field. And then you visualize a golden thread that goes in a clockwise manner and surrounds your body and kind of like a cocoon of this golden threaded energy. And then you also visualize your outer auric field in golden light and in all directions. So basically you're surrounded in a golden ball, and then you can expand your auric field out to as much as 7 meters. I highly, highly recommend this technique because basically a total protection from, you know, anything, including virus, my opinion. So that's my a hot tip for tonight's program. And I'd also like to share with you another perspective that I have, that I think, you know, society is moving towards a definite split. because we're getting the transhuman 5G world that's being rolled out, and we're also probably never had more spiritual people at the same time living in the same space. And I'm going to read to you just a short comment made from Cosmic Awareness. It's a channeling that's on the internet, and it's related to the whole ascension process. And this is from Cosmic Awareness. Those who are of that higher level of consciousness, the higher frequency, will not be destroyed by the tsunami of cosmic energies and consciousness that will overwhelm the planet. They will be carried upwards or forwards to that new state of consciousness, the new level of vibration and frequency. And many will leave this physical existence through the death experience, for there is no wish on their part to experience that which will come, that which will be the energies of what awareness calls Planet B. And these beings who have elevated their consciousness and created their light body will be on Planet A, and that is Planet A, the planet of ascension. And interestingly enough, there's a further comment that after this ascension, Planet B will be reduced to people with one strand DNA, and that for a time on the people that are going to Planet A, there will be a need for computers and technology, but there will be a gradual shifting away from such technological tools, and dependence on it will not be seen. Because it'll be realized that the speed of thought and the ability to manifest from thought is much quicker than anything computers can do. And also going together with this is an understanding that consciousness is much more expansive and flexible than mechanical thinking, such as what was previously used in the computer technology. So I think that's really important that clearly in the fifth dimension, which is where the ascension consciousness and people will be are headed, and this process is happening as we speak. Like the Schumann frequency of this planet right now is like off the charts. It's unbelievable. So, the ascension process is happening despite some of the physical effects have been hidden from our society. And I might also add here that in my opinion, there is definitely a connection between 5G and the coronavirus. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the first city that was the epicenter of this issue in Wuhan, China, was the first city that had fully operational 5G. And as well, Iran and Italy, which were hard hit, were also forerunners in the 5G world. And if you check into this subject, I'm going to recommend that you check out a story by Max Egan on the internet, and the title is called Global 5G Wi-Fi Will Blanket the Earth in a Mosaic of Cells, What You Need to Know. And I think that is an excellent, excellent one to check out, and that's with Max Egan, I-G-A-N. And so clearly I don't want people to forget about this connection between 5G and this coronavirus, because this 5G issue is definitely not a positive one for humanity or the eco-life on this planet. I think it's also a very important concept here to always keep in mind that we need to pay more attention and monitor our thoughts. You need to pay more attention to what we're thinking about, because when you truly understand that you create your own universe, it's foolish time spent blaming or complaining or being in fear. These are just signs of victimhood. Better to place your attention upon the idea that I am uplifted, light comes into my life, I'm taught by light, and my world is harmonious, abundant, and beautiful, and regardless of external circumstances. And that also takes me back to the old Merlin story in Camelot with the story of the sword and the stone. And it's worth hearing because, you know, people forget. Young Arthur innocently approached the sword and swiftly freed it from the stone without hesitation. He had no expectations of failure, for he had no fears about the outcome. His power was in pure play, not in the torment of twisted possibilities. No yearning there, simply wonder, what if? Those who failed to free the stone came to the scene with great seriousness and anxiety. They're trying to use physical force for their power source rather than allowing the force of the source to be their power. When you feel negative emotion, the sword remains stuck in the stone, for you have cut off the flow of your creative life force towards where you want to go. The sword of truth is freed from the stone when you find positive emotion. When you choose to think thoughts that lift your spirit up, you lift the sword from the stone. You allow energy to flow through you to those things you desire, and you have attained creative control of your kingdom. You are the monarchs of universal source, the creators of your own royal destiny. The inner realm is where you create the outer world. Wield your sword with the light of love and awaken to a life of living happily ever after, for this is truly your royal birthright. And that's from actually the book called Merlin the Magician. And this comes from the website at Creative Camelot, the Creative Camelot Club, actually. And I think these are definitely the key, you know, definitely. I mean, and I don't know, I've never had a problem with looking at the truth, and I don't mind discovering the truth about something. It doesn't bum me out. It just, it's a matter of, I'd rather know the truth about what's going on, but at the same time, I'm going to find a way to put positive spin on it. And it's certainly not going to put me into any kind of fearful thinking. And I think that is a key thing, as well as doing the right things. If you're finding this as a wake up call that maybe you should be changing your diet, or maybe you should be, you know, doing better things around taking care of your own health. Definitely, lots of good can come from these challenging times. And I'd like to now give my great wish towards my listening audience for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in the usual manner, I close each ET Yoga program by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique was one that I originally got from Baba Ram Dass. He had posted an article in a radical newspaper. It was called the Georgia Strait up in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I read this article and did the technique, and I don't know, bam, went right through the doorway. So I've been sharing that ever since, and then I also became later involved with, on a spiritual plane, with the founder, actually, of this whole concept. They sometimes call him Sri Bhagavan. And I'd like to state that this technique was only taught to his very close disciples. And it's called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And that Sri Ramana Maharshi was also called Sri Bhagavan. And the idea here is to put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. So you get to the highest place you know how to get to first and become that spot, and then state the following, like you basically ask the question, who am I? And do that a few times first, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.